It's a journey to Venice and far-off Barataria, courtesy of Gilbert and Sullivan. I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire, and this is The State of the Arts. The Lamplighters Music Theater production of The Gondoliers begins its run this weekend at the Yerba Buena Center for the Arts, and then the following weekend moves to Walnut Creek.
Our audiences always say, you look like you're having so much fun up there. It's like, yeah, because we are. These are fun characters to play, and it's fun music to sing.
Barbara Herreau is the artistic director of Lamplighters Music Theater. The plot of the show, in typical Gilbert and Sullivan fashion, is a bit convoluted.
Two gondoliers who marry their sweethearts, wonderful Venetian sort of bus drivers, essentially, is what a gondolier is, I guess, or taxi drivers. And then it turns out that one of them is supposedly the king of Barataria, lost in infancy, baby switched, blah, blah.
So they journey to Barataria, an island nation vaguely across the Adriatic, where things remain complicated.
But of course, they're already married, so having been married in infancy to this other girl causes lots of problems, and of course, she's in love with somebody else. But it all works out in the end. It's Gilbert and Sullivan. It all works out in the end.
The Gondoliers was the 12th of 14 collaborations between the partners, and Barbara Herreau says it was their last big success.
It ran for 500 and something performances, which was a good run in those days. Not a bad run in these days. And it got a command performance from Queen Victoria, and it was a big, big hit for them.
It's also one of those rare occasions when Gilbert and Sullivan left foggy old England behind.
We're in Venice, and then in this Barataria kingdom, so it's very warm, and it's a great winter show because it just sort of shakes off the fog and the cold and makes you feel good.
And for the Bay Area, that's The State of the Arts. You can find out more and listen again at our website.